the videos of the rhodopsin proteins, they have been done by our collaborators, and they actually tried to model the protein structure and protein behavior using a method called atomistic modeling. They take into account all the amino acids and also the behavior of different amino acids when they are in the protein. And they were able to identify that in the blue shifted rhodopsins, that there is a missing disulfide bridge. So that's like a bridge between two sulfates in the protein, which happens when you replace the amino acid with the sulfur by the amino acid without the sulfur, then you use the disulfide bridge. So they were able to identify that from not giving it any information about the sensitivity or anything. So that was a different approach, which confirmed our previous findings. So this technique or this approach, actually, we asked our collaborators only at the very late phase of the manuscript preparation, and they were able to run it and to really bring another piece of evidence that there is also molecular reason for having really heavily blue shifted some of the rhodopsins.